This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The NCAA men's basketball tournament, you know, March Madness, is down to the Sweet 16. Many of the top-seeded teams were sent home in the first two rounds. Here to discuss why that's a good thing is Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Mike, a lot of surprises over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the number one team in the entire tournament, as decreed by the NCAA, was eliminated. Yesterday, Kentucky lost to the University of Alabama at Birmingham, so UAB expect to see a spike in applications. And the day before that, Stanford, seeded number one in its bracket, lost to Alabama, the main campus in Tuscaloosa. You know what? It's the first time since 1985 that two number one seeds have gone out this early.
And Mike, to even get to the Stanford game, Alabama had to beat Southern Illinois, which I recall you saying wouldn't happen, and me saying this. Come on, Mike. The Salukis play Alabama in the first round. The Tide are battle-tested. They had the toughest schedule in the nation last year and can shoot the lights out of the half-court set. The Tide's going to roll.
Good prognostication.
Yes, it's kind of funny that. And just to remind everyone of the outcome of Alabama versus Southern Illinois, here's Chad Anderson of WUVA Student Radio in Alabama calling the last play of the game. Alabama up by one, Southern Illinois attempting a final shot.
Turner inbounds, finds Brooks. He drives in, stumbles, fadeaway jumper at the buzzer. No good, and Bama advances.
Well, you know what, Madeline? Let's just agree that we both foresaw Stanford ultimately vulnerable to whoever wound up the victor of that Southern Illinois-Alabama game.
Uh-huh. You also said to watch out for 12 seeds beating 5 seeds. I found out that there are 4 brackets of 16 teams. All teams are seeded 1 through 16. If the 12th best team beats the 5th best team, that's an upset, and it happened in 2 out of 4 games.
And it also happened once in the women's tournament also. You know, the first round of this tournament, there weren't too many upsets where a lower-seeded team beat the higher-seeded. One of the more impressive ones was Nevada beating Michigan State. But in the second round, that's when the upsets started to occur.
And what upsets happened later on?
Well, in addition to Stanford and Kentucky, the two number one seeds that we talked about, two number two seeds, Mississippi State and Gonzaga, lost. So what that means is that half of the top 8 teams in America are out of it before even the third round. And, you know, it's probably upsetting to the West Coast, but there are no teams from states which touch the Pacific remaining. Nevada is the sole representative of the entire time zone, in fact. And it just goes to show that before the tournament, all the prognosticators say, you know, anything can happen. There's a lot of parity in college basketball with so many great players going pro and not remaining in college. There's not that much difference between the best team and the 20th best team. But when it does happen and when the upsets do occur, everyone is still shocked. People scream, but I guess that's what makes the NCAA tournament great.
Okay, so set up what will happen over the next few days.
Well, until Thursday, everyone rests, returns home, studies, and then on Thursday and Friday, the Sweet 16 will get pared down to 8, and by the end of the weekend, we'll know who the Final Four will be. Look out for those remaining two number one seeds, Duke and St. Joe's, and there could be a few upsets. Also, remember the team I picked to win the national championship, Oklahoma State? They play the Pittsburgh Panthers, and the Panthers really live up to their name. They just claw and scratch against everyone and play these low-scoring games. That game will occur on Thursday. More bodies will be on the floor than in the air, but that'll be, I predict, one of the better games of this whole tournament.
Thank you, Mike. Day to Day's Mike Pesca. And once again, we promise we will bring you the women's NCAA later this week. I'm Madeline Brand.